Hello, Principles of Design. Welcome to Spring 2021, FDMA 1630, Section DL1. I'm Sonia Crawford, and I'm going to be your facilitator, teacher throughout this 12-week class. So welcome to class. So hopefully you are listening to this podcast. I may make some of these for you in the future. I'm not sure. Probably not every week, but maybe weeks when I feel like more clarification is needed. So if you come into the class, make sure to look over the overview and the syllabus so you know the parameters and things that are going to be happening in the class. Look over the welcome module and the tentative schedule. And then definitely, hopefully you're listening to this little podcast, just kind of an introduction to everything from me. You are going to have weekly modules. Everything in this class runs from Friday to Friday. So you have quite a bit of work due this coming Friday. So I hope that you just kind of jump right in. In the future, I'll upload all of your new work on Friday, and then you'll have a week, you know, until Friday at 11:59 Mountain Standard Time to get all of your work done. Okay, what else did I want to say? So look to week one agenda, kind of go over all those things. There is quite a few things happening, so please look over the agenda carefully. Make sure that you either download that kind of checklist that I have going on, or you save it somewhere to make sure that you are completing all of the things required for the week. Also, under week one, let's see, I just want to kind of, there's quite a few videos, things to look at, and then the discussion post. So you do have a link to discussions within your agendas, but if you want to just go there directly, you can go up to coursework in Blackboard and the discussions area and then fill out those discussions. Please just focus on the week discussion one at a time. That's what I really want you to do. Other things I wanted to talk about. So you will be building kind of a Wix blog that you're going to be using for class. There's instructions about that under Agenda 1, homework, important information. Please look at that. Please set up a blog for class because you're going to be putting a lot of things in the blog and then linking the URLs in discussion posts. So make sure to kind of get on that, you know, probably right away as soon as you get into the class. Let me know what questions you have, class. I'm here. I'm available to you. I'm not going to do anything in terms of that, you know, requirement that we all have to get online at the same time. Nothing like that. So you don't need to worry about that. You do also have under Agenda 1, I just wanted to pull your attention to that. I don't take late work in this class. I realize we are living through a pandemic. I'll talk about that in just a minute. But I do have a little graphic there called Stuff Happens. So this is something that you can utilize in the 12 weeks that you're kind of like, hey, I wasn't able to get this thing done. I need more time with this assignment, Sonia. But this is kind of a one-time thing that you know, you can use, like I said, for whatever reason, but try to get back on track because there's a lot of stuff going on every week. And, you know, this is just helping you to become better designer artists. I teach a class, I'm not sure if you've heard of me or not, but I teach a class called Digital Design Studio, or what I call DDS. And so that's sort of the last class sort of that people take right before they graduate. They do that class, capstone, and they usually graduate from digital media. I expect a lot in that class of my students. So it's kind of like a culmination of all other classes, but really as designer artists, you know, you have to really work within deadlines. Before pandemic, I used to take people on field trips quite a bit. And all of the people we talked to at those firms were like, you know, deadlines are important. You have to. This is money. We're talking about money. So I want you to sort of get in that type of mindset that if this is really the industry that you want to work in, that's kind of the mindset that you need is, you know what, I need to start prioritizing my time. I need to make sure I know what's coming up, make sure I have everything happening. Because even if you're going to do freelance class, deadlines are important. You really have to stick with that. And if you're working for kind of a small boutique, you know, boutique kind of firm, everything is important, or a larger firm or whatever you're doing. So I really want to kind of ingrain in you now that deadlines are always important in this industry. You want to get into another industry where it's not so important? I'm not sure which one that is right now, but if you have any, you know, inkling of going into freelance, you want to be a graphic designer, maybe even you want to get into the film industry, that is super. Oh my gosh, they are on deadlines, strict deadlines, because they can't go over budget. Everything costs so much money. So this is just kind of a good mindset to have. So we're going to do a lot of different things. We're going to be talking about design principles. And really, all you really need is some type of scanner. You could even use your phone. You're going to be taking pictures of things and probably posting them in discussion posts. You want to get some good markers or colored pencils, or even just a regular, you know, I don't know, number two pencil. Do you even own one of those anymore? But so we're not really using any type of Adobe products for this class. This is all sort of, you know, step one, you guys, where you're really just kind of, you know, sketching ideas, doing things, coming up with, brainstorming, critical thinking, things through, you know, problem solving, stuff like that. So I think it's a pretty fun class, but there's a lot of stuff packed in it. So just make sure that you're looking through the agendas carefully and that you understand what's going on. And like I said, please read that homework important information. Make sure to set up a blog, a workable blog that you're going to be working with for the next 12 weeks. And please reach out. You know, on the syllabus, I have some information. You can even contact me through Google Voice. The text feature, I think, works pretty good. People have tried to call me on that, and sometimes I don't get the message for like 2 weeks. So, or you can just contact me through CNM email, or you can call the number on the syllabus, and that will also get kind of dumped into my email. One thing to know, class, is that you have to kind of physically be in our class, Principles of Design Duo 1, to send email. If you are in another class, like you're accidentally in a math class or you're taking another class and you try to email me, I may not get that email. So that's very, very important. So just kind of make sure that you are physically in our course when you're sending email to me, okay? Or you can just go through, you know, my CNM, and then you can kind of go through and then use Gmail to send me an email, okay? Please don't use other types of email for this class. Stick with CNM email. Check announcement. I periodically will post things that are pretty important, probably in announcements, or I may send a global email. We'll just see how it is. I'm going to post some things also in the discussions area, like, you know, like Muddiest Point, like if you have any questions. Let's be a collective class that helps one another, everybody. So if you read something from another student in class and you're like, hey, you know what, I know that answer. I saw that in the agenda this week. Just answer that person. Sometimes I don't always see it. I'm teaching quite a few classes. We have a lot of things going on, okay? So just answer each other, and let's be kind of a collective class of caring for one another. That's really important to me. So, wow. So I just want to say that I cannot believe we have almost lived through the pandemic for almost a year. So, right? So I feel like it was the definitive date. It was like March 14th or 15th that CNM went on lockdown. Our whole life sort of got shaken up and all that type of stuff. So I'm sure, you know, maybe things are changing up for you in a positive way. Maybe, you know, friends and family have gotten the vaccine. Maybe you're planning on getting the vaccine. Maybe we're kind of inching towards some kind of normalcy. But with that said, I know there are quite a few folks, even people in my extended life, that are really struggling still due to the pandemic. So I do have that Stuff Happens card for you class that you can kind of use. But I also kind of want to put out there that, yeah, I'm pretty strict with deadlines. If you look me up on Rate My Professor, you can see, oh my gosh, she's so rigorous, she's so hard, she's so strict with deadlines. And I kind of just already talked about why I feel deadlines are important. But we are sort of in this unprecedented time, living through a pandemic. I know a lot of you are dealing with a lot of different things. I know for myself, like, I have real up and down days still. I mean, I've never really had any type of mental health issues, but I feel like, you know, being locked in the house all the time really hasn't been great for me. I mean, I get sun, I walk around the block and stuff, but, and I'm not sure, and I'm just assuming that it has affected you all too. So if something really is coming up for you and you're like, Sonia, I don't know, I just couldn't get this done, I need a couple more days, just please communicate to me. That's what I'm asking for you. I am not a mind reader. I don't know what's going on in your world. But please communicate with me directly. This is kind of a case-by-case thing, but if you kind of reach out to me, class, we'll try to work it out, okay? So I'm kind of trying to get familiar with Brightspace. I'll just let you know. I'm not really sure if I can extend things like quizzes and test dates, but other type of homework maybe if you really need that. But just kind of know those things may not be able to change too much because there's a lot of stuff that's kind of locked into this new CMS that we're working with. I'm also going to post an announcement that if you are, you know, we're all new to Brightspace, right? So there's a Brightspace for students. It's kind of a jump start. And if you want to do that, I'll throw in some extra points for you. You know, maybe that'll help you at the end of term. You're kind of teetering on a grade. You need a little bit of help. I might throw those points your way, you know, and it might help you to solidify a higher grade or something. So this is kind of ongoing. There's not real a due date with that, but, you know, try to get it done maybe in the first few weeks of class if you plan on doing that so that you'll be more adept with working in this Brightspace environment. Okay, class, I hope we all, you know, learn a lot. I learn a lot from you, and I'm sure that we're all going to be learning together, and I'm just really excited to be your teacher on this journey, and please reach out if you need anything at all. Okay, signing off for week one. Bye-bye, everybody.